Namaste. So there is a question that, you know, when we are pursuing the path of yoga, it's in this context, because otherwise the whole answer will change. In the context of yoga, that we have come here to practice yoga and we meet different kinds of people with different vibrations, people who have ill will, sometimes jealousies, and sometimes they have too much of, you know, even they get attached to us, many kinds of things. So how are we to deal with them? Some of them are rigid in their ideas, in their thoughts. How are we to deal with these people? Now, what we must be very, very clear is that we are not here to deal with people. We are here to deal with only one people. And that is the divine. So, from the yogic point of view, see, from the human mind point of view, within the human limits, maximum you can do is a kind of sattvic balance. But it's a very precarious balance. It has a lot of disadvantages, because if you try to harmonize at a very mental level in a sattvic way, that I don't want to hurt this person, at the same time I want to interact, you will end up in a mess. That's what has happened even to sattvic people. They've ended up in a great difficult situation. That is the difference between Yudhishthira and Shri Krishna, which is what he came to show. Lord Rama, sattvic illumined mind. And yet it creates difficulties, because the sattvic mind has no perfect clue, no perfect answer. But from the spiritual point of view, if you have chosen a goal, then there is a very nice, it was given to Amal Kiran by the mother. And I remember it because he had written it to me on one of my birthdays. He wrote it as a message. I thought it is his, but later on I came to know that it was given by the mother. So the message was, do not look left, do not look right, go straight to the goal. Meaning thereby, do not look at people, do not look at environment, do not look at circumstances, do not try to please anyone, do not try to this, that, who will feel what, they will feel angry, annoyed, happy, they will praise you, not praise you. In the yogic parlance, it is called equanimity. Be indifferent. What people will think is none of our concern. People may hold us in very high esteem, and yet from a yogic standpoint, we may be very far behind. Take the example of Champaklalji. Sometimes he would go into a burst of, you know, what ignorantly people will call as anger. But it was not anger. I have seen it. Anytime he saw something false, he would, you know, respond in a certain way. We know Swami Vivekananda, Sri Ramakrishna. So what was the unique thing about them? They were so focused on the goal, it didn't matter. Imagine if somebody asked Swami Vivekananda, are you married? Why you didn't get married? Why you didn't? You could have studied very well. Supposing somebody ever told to Swami Vivekananda, what would have been his response? Nalnida, once somebody caught him on the road and 20 minutes telling all kinds of things. Nalnida heard it quietly. Then he said, is it over? Now I can go? There were people who felt that he is quite, not rude but brusque. He would open a door, and if he just felt inwardly that no, this is not, you know, it's going to disturb or whatever in his whatever he was doing at that point of time, would just close the door, just hello and close it. Not that please come in, please have water, would you like to sit? Now that is his style. Not that everybody has to be the same. Amrita welcomed everybody, but they were intensely concentrated on the goal. If you see the lifestyle of all of them, different approaches outwardly. But what you find one thing in the life of all these great ones, they were so intensely focused on the goal, so intensely focused. And success in any field, whether it's yoga or outer life, can come only with this one-pointedness. There is no other way. So forget people, forget about, you know, other things. Do the work well, whatever is your field. Naturally, if you are working under a person, then you have to just listen to what the person says. Unless the person is asking you to, you know, do something which is obviously illegal or something which is not the right thing to do. That, of course, you have to say. And you can say that's the beauty of at least the commune life. This is something very nice. That here you can say, no, I don't want to do it. And it's okay, you have the freedom to do that. Not that anybody will tell you to do illegal thing, but you can say no. I know instance. I myself had faced such a situation where I was asked whether I would write this or so. I said no. And then that's okay. Nobody will haunt you for standing by what you believe to be true. Whether it's true, not true, your understanding, it doesn't matter. You can say no. So this was the reason for this. So when, but in general, whatever decision is taken by the one who is your higher authority or in a departmental functioning, the person may be narrow, rigid, or the person may be wide. You have to listen to that for the sake of overall harmony, if you like. And there is nothing wrong in that. Everywhere you will find this challenge. But as long as he does not want you to do something which is fundamentally wrong and totally contradicts your inner truth. That is, yes. If somebody says, you know, if someone comes to the door and, you know, shout at him, and then you don't have to listen to that. You can be nice, gentle, but you don't have to explain to the person what you are going to do and how you are going to handle it. But that is a policy, and that person is responsible for the consequences of what one is deciding. You are not responsible. So we should not take upon ourselves all this burden and, you know, live with that. You are not responsible. Whoever is the decision-making authority is squarely and fully responsible for the decision. So you can be rest assured about it. But otherwise, in general, the rule is indifference. Go straight on the path. Ignore. See, we give a lot of importance to people. That's why they are able to affect us. Whatever you give importance to will begin to affect you. It's like, you know, people outwardly they reject, but inwardly they are carrying in the head. You'll be constantly a slave to all those people about whom you are giving importance. If you give importance, you will be bound. And by giving importance to something or someone, we are actually giving strength. So give importance only to one thing, and that is the divine. All the rest will come, go. If you get entangled into it, forget the goal, then that is a tragedy. So, as I said, with regard to people, circumstances, situations, even whether you are in an institution, not in an institution, it's all irrelevant. At the end of the day, if you see the life of not only within the ashram, all the yogis who ever realized anything, take the history, or all human beings who ever realized anything, they were so focused. One quality which marks them out is their intense concentration on the goal. So things will come, people will come, people will go, things will go, situations will change. Some people will call you a saint, some people will call you an sinner, some will call you an angel, others will call you a devil. It's absolutely unimportant. At the end of the day, when the time comes, calling, the rope is pulled by whoever, only one question will be asked at the gates. The Sphinx that waits for us beside the way, all questions thou mayest answer, but that reply, for they who cannot die, she slays them, and their mangled bodies lie upon the highways of eternity. Therefore, if thou wouldst live, answer first this one thing. Who art thou in this dungeon laboring? The day you know who you are, nothing else will matter. That's all that is asked there. There is no gate pass. At the entry point is asked, who are you? Sir, I am... You don't know me, sir. I am doctor... I mean, you can watch my YouTube videos, sir. No, we don't watch. Who are you? Sir, doctor, sir, lot of good things I have done. Good things, be in that side heaven. But let us first see whether you were doing good things or egoistic things. But that time, you can't speak untruth. You know, when you are at the last moment, you can't speak fabricated truth. That time, if it comes from within you, I am a child of the Divine Mother, trust me, nothing can stop your way. But it must come from the depths of your being. You would have realized your psychic being. So when you are face to face with the guardians of eternity, that time your identity is what will matter, nothing else. And it will be ingrained here. So just focus on realizing at least the psychic being, all the rest will follow. People are people. In ignorance, don't give much importance to human opinions. Okay? Thank you. Namaste.